Welcome to the Church Planting Group podcast. We are so excited about what God is doing in North America among church planters, partnering churches, and field partners. We invite you to listen to some of North America's best practitioners in the field of church planting. Now get ready, because the conversation is about to begin.
Welcome to the Church Planting Group podcast, hosted by the North American Mission Board. Today, we're lucky to have two people from North Carolina, one I've known for a long time and one I just met a few minutes ago. Pam Mungo, who is our church planting strategist for the North Carolina convention, and just knows so much about church planting. I met Pam years ago. I had hair back then, didn't I, Pam, in New England, and she's just always been a great strategist for church planting. And so first and foremost, we want to welcome you, Pam, to the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
Now, I will say this for our listening audience. It takes a friend to do this, because she really hates doing these, but about once a year I can connive her into sitting down. She always got a great story to tell. She is, even in our Southern Baptist circle, she has won an award as one of our key church planting strategists a couple years ago. So we're talking with an individual who knows a lot about church planting. We also have our guest today, Terry Hollifield, who is a church planter in Asheville, North Carolina. And it's a Paradigm Church is the name of the church. And Terry, welcome today.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Appreciate well, this it. Is going to be fun. I'm looking forward already to what we talked offline before we went live. And I'm looking forward to just seeing that everything had to take the glasses off so I could make sure all the technology was there. But I'm looking forward, Terry, to just hearing what God is doing with Paradigm Church and some of the things that God is teaching you. Well, Pam, I know that there's a lot of great things coming out of North Carolina. We've heard them in the past. I'm sure this year is no different. But if you would share one or two things that you see God at work in North Carolina in the area of church planting, if you would, please.
Well, I guess more than anything else right now, we're doing a really good job of coloring outside the lines.
You've always done that, Pam.
I know, but actually I have a whole team that's we're all doing
you
that.
You just now mentored all of them.
We're all doing that. We have so many exciting new churches that are coming along. We've got our biker church network is doing so well. I've had three new biker churches that started last year.
That's great.
One of them over in Monroe, North Carolina, they had a baptism in February and baptized 18 people.
Whoa, praise the Lord on that. That's great.
They meet in an auto shop, but they had to baptize in a horse trough. So
so where did they go to get the horse trough?
They had to buy it at the feed store.
Okay.
Our biker churches are doing very well. Our cowboy churches, of course, are doing well. Mm-hmm. Jeff Smith is working with those.
Cowboy Church Network, right?
Yeah, our Cowboy Church Network. His goal is to start a new cowboy church in every county in North Carolina, because we're somewhat of a rural
state. Don't you wish we could clone his energy? You know, just send him in like five different parts of the world and let him start cowboy churches. But yeah,
that'd be great. And 2 years ago, about a year and a half actually, we started our first skateboard church. And
okay, tell me about this.
Well, it's actually inspiring others. I've got a guy down here at this Exponential Conference who I talked to on last Thursday. He's getting ready to start our second one in the state. It's right going to be in Thomasville, right outside of High Point. But Seth Barkley was a student at North Greenville College, and a big skateboarder. You know, he fits that kind of personality, that cultural group. And Seth was doing a skateboard ministry that met on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. He got somebody to give him a free building in Lincolnton, North Carolina, which is where he's from, while he was going to school. And his dad and he went online. They found all the directions for building skateboard ramps, and they filled this place with ramps. But if you came to skate, you paid 50 cents, which I understand to get into a skate park is just
that's dirt cheap. That's dirt
cheap. So if you came, though, in the middle of the night, he stopped and he did basically a little devotional, which turned into be a Bible study, which then turned into be preaching. And he was reaching so many of these young people. They were baptizing them at the church that he was a member of, that the parents came and wanted to know what he was doing with their kids.
Yeah.
So they said, well, we want to hear what you're telling these our children. So he took these big old steel posts and put them up, built a stage up over the skateboarding ramp so that the parents could come and sit up there in that observation deck, and they could be there for the worship as well. And so we
moved it from a ministry into our
skateboard church. And actually, as I said, it's influenced other churches. We've got another one that we'll be starting later this year, and another church that's now started the ministry. And Seth says if you have to put up a sign in your parking lot that says no skateboarding allowed, that you ought to be starting a skateboarding church. So we've got we're looking at another place in Asheville besides where Terry's going to be. Is we are looking down in the counterculture group that's down there, our vegan community, holistic community. We are actually seeking someone to come that would be in there. I was just out in San Francisco a few weeks ago, and of course they have that exact same culture down in Asbury. So I was with their DOM out there looking at what they're trying to do in that with that same culture group. But we know it's going to take a particular
somebody who really likes vegetables.
Yeah. Well, it's going to have to be somebody that looks like them, that thinks like them, but that is a Christian. And because I can't go in there, you can't go in there, and even Terry can't go in there.
No,
but we are targeting. We're more target specific these days in our church planning, because in North Carolina, if anybody's ever been there, they know that there is some kind of church, if not Southern Baptist, but another denomination on every corner.
Yeah.
But we still have a population of almost 5 million who are not in church anywhere.
And need Jesus.
And are not, you know, living any kind of faith. And we know that we can't reach them with what we have in place, so we're being more target specific as far as specific groups, not necessarily geographical areas or communities or even towns, but more target specific to a particular culture group or a group of folks.
That does my heart so good, because we were talking in one of our other podcasts here this week that you know, we've been so attractional for so long as Western Christianity. Not just Southern Baptists, all of us.
Everybody.
And I believe God wants to raise up new ways. I don't want to say models. I don't even want to say designs.
Sure.
I just say new ways, because I don't want to label something, you know.
Right.
That's how we got models and designs. But anyway, and I believe God's going to raise up that type of those new ways to connect, like you just shared, because God wants to create unique use as the leader of those churches and allow God to manifest the Spirit upon them and bless people who aren't in the regular, you know, churches that we've had for 100 years, you know, and I mean the model, not whether the church is 100 years old, but you know, and I think God is up to new things, and so those are really pretty cool. Well, yeah, I hear there's a story behind how you met Terry. Now, Terry, I'm really wondering whether I should ask you the story, but knowing Pam, it will be much better if she tells the story than if you tell the story.
Sure.
So, Pam, how did you meet Terry in the area of church planning?
Well, he called me, but we were actually ready to call him. At our annual meeting, the state convention's annual meeting last November, we, for the very first time, had a huge, well, we've had emphasis on church planning, but this past year, we had for the very first time a commissioning service of church planners, all those who are planning churches in North Carolina. We had, about 100 or so church planners and spouses on the stage.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's tough to fit them all on stage,
That's pretty good when it's tough to fit them on stage.
Yeah, it was. We couldn't get everybody. And what we did was we had commitment cards that we asked everyone who was sitting out in the audience to sign up some form of commitment on this card. And one was to pray for new work. One was to be would partner with a new church. And of course, one was that I feel like God might be leading in my life to plant a new church. Well, Terry signed one of those cards that God might be wanting him to start a new church, and he'd been praying about it before he ever came there, and didn't know that we were doing that when he came, and it just was there. Well, once we got the cards after the convention was over and they started sharing them, Mark was getting ready to send letters, but by this time Terry went home excited from that, and he contacted us, and so I went over and sat down with him, and then I think you did get a card from Mark.
I finally got a card from Mark. Yeah.
From Mark, for our audience, Mark
Gray.
Church planning team leader,
He was responding to all the cards that we got from the state convention. But I told him Terry was the first one that has followed through on his commitment to start a new Amen. Congregation. And he and his wife have been a delight thus far to get to know their church. Is actually not going to be very far from me, so I'm hoping to be able to be involved with them. But they come from an interesting background. Both of them were not born and raised Southern Baptist, were not churched all of their lives, and then God called them. God called both of them out of a non-Christian background and a non-Christian Amazing. World. Basically, as adults, I'll let him tell you more of how, you know, that they came to be. But they have an understanding of lost people, of especially the group that we are targeting over in Asheville. Now they have a unique understanding of those folks that he's targeting. And when I met him and he was sharing with me where I shared with him how I felt like they were the answer to what we'd been praying, because this particular area of Asheville that we were looking at, the group that we wanted to target, we have already had two previous church planters in my 14 years there that have come to that area and attempted to start, both of them were failures.
And you said it's South Asheville? Did I remember that right?
South Asheville, where a lot of new growth is, but we have not. We've just not been able to make any kind of impact in that community, and they were very open to that. And I think that, you know, all along God was preparing he and Kelly. They were they fit this community so well, and I think all along God was preparing them their whole lives. It's almost like,
isn't it amazing to see how God works out, Terry? The fit, you know.
Sure.
There were times, you know, as a Yankee, card-carrying Northeasterner, you know, and yet God can use it. So anyway,
sure.
Well, Terry, tell me a little bit about, we welcome you, and it's always cool to hear Pam share how Pam connects with everybody. You know,
right,
if she had been
right.
around in Jesus' day, you know, she would have had all the cards for all the people they visited and had 10 more plants right. out of it than what we have in the scripture. But I know we love her dearly, and she does a great job for us in North Carolina and for North Carolina Baptist. But as you talk about Paradigm Church, it's in South Asheville. Mm-hmm. Share your story, if you would. Share about your wife's and yours getting there. We already know how you got connected, but maybe the vision you have for that area.
Sure. Well, you know, as Pam said, my wife and I come out of, our backgrounds are a little interesting and not very traditional. Having grown up, I grew up in a church setting, so did she, but those settings individually led us to a very godless existence as adults. We kind of diverged in different ways. I became sort of a New Age sort of pantheist. In other words, if I believed if there was a God, I was probably part of it. Mm-hmm. And so very Eastern in my thinking. And my wife, out of her church background, and there's some issues with our church backgrounds, but became just totally atheistic in her thinking, belligerent even. If you, her words to me, I had since come to my senses, and the Lord had led me to back to true Christianity in my roots and fix some of my wrong thinking. But I was trying to witness to my wife, and her first words to me as we talked about God was that Christianity is really for simple-minded idiots.
Ooh.
And so, you know, our backgrounds are not traditional. And with my sort of New Age Buddhist slash whatever thinking and my wife's totally atheistic thinking, now in the church planting scenario, like Pam's saying, God is moving people like we were. Mm-hmm. To Asheville in droves.
So you know how they're wired and what they're thinking,
well,
and you thought
that
they're
was me.
In your path. Yeah.
I mean, I was there, and that community is a weird mixture of this New Age kind of thinking married with secularism, which is myself and my wife, and we just felt compelled to that. I'm an Asheville native, but it is not the town I grew up in.
No.
And God is bringing people like my wife and I were to our doorstep. And, you know, as I look at how he has acted in my life and his grace is so good to me, I can't do anything but reach people like I was. And I pray that he'll allow us to do that in the Asheville area.
Well, that is amazing. And, you know, for you to have been there before and know the background and know the area and see how much has changed. I mean, my parents are from North Carolina, and retired there, and you're not originally from there, but you know, and we've seen changes even since they've been there.
Sure.
Just, you know, they live in Franklin, which is not that far from where you are.
Right, right.
And just the changes we've seen in Asheville in the years. So I'll be praying for you. Now, there's some young church planters sitting out there today, and you're learning some things that you're connecting in Asheville, but they're someplace else. But still, some of the things that God's at work doing in your life may be a word to them. If you would share with me one thing that God is one thing that God's speaking to you about church planting that maybe be a little bit of advice, a little bit of experiential that you could tell other church planters, here's what I'm learning today. What would that be?
You know, really, I think the biggest thing that I could tell them is rest in the power and sovereignty and goodness and mercy of God. And he's growing me to not operate in view of my own inadequacies, but rather in view of his greatness and what he can do. You know, he's been so faithful as we've put, just taken a step out of our comfort zones. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a bookish introvert by nature. However, it's tough to do that and be an evangelist.
Yes, it is.
You know,
so you have to work at it, huh?
And so I'm finding that as I step out, God is already at work in people's lives. He is the Lord of the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, you know, I want workers to go out. He doesn't need us. But, man, he's chosen
to
use us,
yeah.
And it's a blessing. And amen. I just want to tell people, you know, it's if you will trust God, you may feel inadequate. You probably will. And, you know, in many ways you are. But his grace is big enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
He is strong enough for that. And if you trust in what he's doing in other people's lives, know that you're not the only person he saw it. He is seeking people that you haven't even met yet, that you don't even know exist in the world. But he's going to use you to reach those people. So
yeah.
Just be bold enough to know that, man, I'm operating in some kingdom work here. I'm about the Great Commission. This is God's deal. Jesus said this is his church, and
yeah.
He's going to build it. And so as I reach out and talk to people, I just know that God's already working in that person's heart. The Holy Spirit's already dealing with their hearts and their minds, and God just wants me to be available, to equip myself, to be the best tool, to be used by him that I can, certainly. But he's in control of that. I would just say rest in God and operate in some boldness, man. You may feel weak, and you probably are. I am. But God's not. Man, he is mighty and strong.
Yeah,
I guess that'd be my word.
And nothing charges you up more. I mean, you ever notice that the time you least feel like going out, I mean, you know this, what I'm going to say, don't you, Pam? The time, you know, I've worked all week, I've traveled, I come back, and the time I least feel like witnessing.
Sure.
Is the time that God
uses
it, because he takes our weaknesses so
that's
he
right.
can be strong. And that's a great word, rest in God's mercies and stuff. Pam, any last closing remarks before I wrap us up today that you would have? How can we get a hold of, so maybe there's a church planter out there who says, or a potential church planter says, you know, I might be interested in talking to North Carolina. I know you're going to give them your number, but then also if you would share, Terry, how people could get a hold of you at your church.
Sure.
Well, of course, they can go to through the convention website, North Carolina Church Planting.
Mm-hmm. www.NorthCarolinaChurchPlanting.
Yes. Or, you know, email any of our team members through the website, you know, pmungo@ncbaptist.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can just call the state convention offices and contact us through that, and we can get them lined up with somebody that in an area that they want to look at that kind of information. So
church planters, I mean, you know, because you're there, but you have an incredibly talented staff.
Oh, we do.
And
we have a great staff, and we're heavily invested in church planting.
Yeah.
We bring our team down here. We feel like this is a very important conference. We were so fortunate this year. A number of our folks who are planting churches were able to be here. We've got a large North Carolina contingent
That's
from
great.
Across the state.
That's great.
We're doing some things with networks. We're heavily invested in networks. making sure that our church planters are taken care of, just not necessarily just financially, but resourcing them and in other ways that we can, and making sure that they're okay.
Amen.
We're heavily invested in time in our church planters. I mean, that's all my responsibility is to work with these guys and making sure that they're resourced for everything that they need
job.
To be able to get this done. So,
amen. And Terry, how do we get a hold of, if someone wants to talk to you a little bit more about maybe kind of how you're doing, what you're doing, how can they get a hold of you at Paradigm Church?
Just email us at info@paradigmashville.org.
Yeah. Say that again.
Info, like information, at paradigmashville.org.
Okay.
And you can get us there. And Pam, I want to thank you for what you do. And I would tell the church planters out there as well, man, don't be rogue. Don't feel like you need to do it on your own. There are resources there to help you, and
amen.
Like the state convention and maybe wherever you are, utilize those things.
Yeah.
You know, whatever state you're in, link in with those folks. And but yeah, info@paradigmashville.org.
All right. Well, thank you both for our podcast today. And friends, be sure to come back next week, because the Lord is always opening doors and moving mountains through church planters. And as always, visit the churchplantingvillage.net for all of your church planting needs. Planting the seed of God's love in North America and beyond. This is your Church Planting Group podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Church Planting Group podcast. By subscribing to this podcast, you've already taken some great steps to being trained and equipped for God's work of church planting. Also, be sure to check out churchplantingvillage.net for more resources and information on church planting, partnering churches, and field partners, as well as the latest edition of the Church Planting Group podcast. Reaching America, Canada, and beyond, this is your Church Planting Group podcast.